skyscrapers vary around the world from city to city, depending on local climate, conditions, and of course terrain. This is especially true in the world's most heavily populated cities. No recent construction project exemplifies this more clearly than the building of the Hong Kong and Shanghai Bank Corporation in Hong Kong. So in today's lecture, we're going to have a look at the construction of this particular high-rise building. First of all, it is interesting to note that a very significant proportion of the structure was prefabricated. In other words, the building was designed so that it had many pre-built parts that were not constructed on site. This prefabrication made the project a truly international effort. The windows were manufactured in Austria, the exterior walls were fabricated in the United States, the toilets and air conditioning were made in Japan, and many of the other components came from Germany. The prefabrication also had the advantage of making the construction more efficient, as well as minimizing the intrusion and inconvenience to a great many people who continued to work in other buildings near the site. The HSBC building consists of 47 stories, which is an immense contrast to the 20-story buildings in its vicinity. In fact, the previous buildings constructed on the site were limited by the soft and often waterlogged ground in the surrounding area. For this reason, the disruption of the groundwater supply had to be carefully pondered prior to construction of the HSBC headquarters to ensure that subsidence and potentially collapse of the structure could be averted. So the basement of the building was made waterproof by constructing massive concrete walls, which were built on site section by section. Because the ground was so soft, finding the solid bedrock below was an immense undertaking. This was accomplished by utilizing a dredging apparatus to dig a narrow trench. This trench was kept full of heavy clay during its construction to prevent it from caving in. Then, the trench was dug to a depth of 36 meters. More trenches were put in place until the site was completely enclosed on its perimeter. Ultimately, the underground concrete wall that functioned as the basement of the building was the height of a 12-story building. Next, the concrete lower floor of the building was constructed so that work above ground could commence. During the next phase of construction, 8 giant steel columns, which weighed more than 1,000 tons, were erected to support the walls of the structure. In order to support the weight of the building, deep wells were sunk into the bedrock below the building and then filled with concrete to anchor each of the steel columns. To provide further support, steel beams stretch across the 8 columns at 5 levels of the structure. Each of these steel beams comprises twin rectangular frames that are, in fact, 2 stories high. Each steel beam also has hangers, which are used to support the floors. Floors were built simultaneously during the erection of the columns, and the floors were put in place on a temporary basis by using props. So as soon as each one of the steel beams was in place, the hangers were connected to the completed floors, and the props were removed to the next level of the next floor. Then the process was repeated to enable the construction of each subsequent floor. Specially designed cranes then lifted the prefabricated elements of the building into place. Most of the bank's exterior walls are taken up by large panes of window glass. The rest of the building is covered in aluminium panels. The external walls are also prefabricated in an aluminium finish that matched the rest of the building. So when the external walls were finally lifted in position, they matched seamlessly with the rest of the building.